This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
A growing number of economists have raised the odds of a significant slowdown.
I don't know anybody, including Larry Summers, who's a friend of mine, who's worried about inflation, is suggesting that there's any long-term march here.
I was talking to Larry Summers this morning, and there's nothing inevitable about a recession.
I think there's certainly a risk of recession in the next year.
My best guess is that a recession is ahead.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You are standing on the edge of the abyss.
You broke that promise, didn't you, Hulk Hogan?
You have the choice today to step back.
May I offer you a cough drop? You know, you're talking a lot. There are people here all the time. You can get a sore throat. Take it, okay?
Thank you for your warm pocket candy.
You'll thank me.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. You know, one of the last callers said, we haven't been this divided since Vietnam. And I said, I think we're more divided than Vietnam. And a Vietnam vet just said, I agree. It's much more divided now. That's from the 508 area code. You know, the thing about Vietnam was, you know, they put in the draft lottery in 69. I was a freshman in college. And after they put it in, I don't know, 80-85% of the male population was not going to be drafted because their numbers were too low. Some of the older guys here are nodding their heads. So the last giant anti-Vietnam protest march was before, it was in the fall of 1969, before they had that lottery. And that just took it off the board. You know, most of the people who weren't going to be in danger of being drafted suddenly lost interest in it. Where I was thinking about that today, actually, when they're talking about this, having these riots, this Jane's Revenge is promising riots when the Supreme Court ruling comes out overturning Roe v. Wade. This is not going to affect anybody. When you get right down to it, it's not going to affect anybody, but they still want to have riots. Why is that? Why would you want to burn places down and go out into the street and wreck things and to set fire to things and torch cars if it's not a big deal? And it isn't a big deal. That's the reality of it. And they know it. Or at least I got to think most of them know it. And that makes it worse. Because this is just what's going to go on, if it does go on, is just going to be pure insanity. There's no reason for any of this to happen. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Why would anyone need a bicycle capable of shifting 18 gears in less than a minute? I demand common sense bicycle reform now.
937 says the draft lottery started in 65. No, it didn't. If you're going to text me, text me a real mistake. I know about the draft lottery. You know why I know? Because my number was 9. I was not sweating it. I was not sweating it. And I didn't get my number until 1971, but that's the number I got. So I know how the draft lottery worked.
Joe Biden hasn't fallen off his bicycle since he competed in the Tour de France.
Did he do that after he broke the color barrier at Delaware State or played Division I football at the University of Delaware or after? The Chump Line is brought to you today by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at rizzoinsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. It's a good way to save money very quickly. rizzoinsurance.com.
Hey, Howie, I hear AOC's really upset at Biden. Seems he started leaning to the right.
He did fall over. That's the way he fell over. Yeah.
I hope Biden gets a DUI. Democrat under impeachment.
Don't worry about it. I think they can, if they want to, they can get him pretty easily just on not enforcing any of the border laws. Congress or the executive shall take care to faithfully execute. Words to that effect. I mean, it's undeniable. It's beyond a reasonable doubt that he hasn't enforced any of the border laws. Now the terrorists are coming in. Not just the MS-13 gangbangers and the fentanyl dealers, all the undocumented Democrats that he's counting on. It's terrorists.
I no longer take Amtrak because I lost my train of thought.
Now 937 is saying he barely missed the draft, so check your facts. Biden got a bunch of deferments. You know, they did, when they set up the lottery, they did away with deferments. Okay, you got to go through college, but after college ended, if you were below a certain number, and at 9 was certainly under the limit, you were drafted as soon as you got out of college. So the only thing that saved me was that the draft ended in January of 1973.
Howie. Paul .08 Pelosi calling you. I have a secret to tell you. Joe Biden's bicycle fall looks a lot like the video from my field sobriety test.
One thing I believe about Joe Biden is he's never had a drink. He just talks like he's been drinking for like the last 40 years. We've got some more of these cuts today. He's slurring his words, getting everything all mixed up. He can't deal with numbers. Even if it's just, this is a vaccine for kids under the age of 5, he says over the age of 5. We'll hear them all.
I went to confession today. The priest said for your penance, say 10 Our Fathers and watch the January 6th hearings.
You said, I think I'm going to become an Episcopalian, Monsignor.
Whether he's falling up a flight of stairs or falling off his bike, Brandon's proving he's just as agile and coordinated as his failing economy.
Yes. It's a metaphor. That was the picture that's worth not 1,000, but 1,000,000 words.
The latest capital invasion exposed the big lie that Stephen Colbert's a comedian.
Yeah. I called him a reputed comedian in my column, and I put quotes around the comics that are working for him.
Ira Mayer, can you believe that Joe Biden? First he plagiarizes my brother's speeches, and then Nelson Mandela's imprisonment. And now he ripped off how he caused bicycle skills.
I didn't come here to be made sport of, fat boy.
No matter what Plugs does, he just can't win. The way he's ruining the country is a real sin. We need to see falling gas, not Joe falling on his ass, which forced the caretakers to get rid of his Schwinn.
His Schwinn. I don't think, not too many Schwinns have toe clips on them. That's one of those tricked out John Kerry type bikes. Probably cost about $1,000.
You know, you can get those as accessories. It doesn't come stock.
I'll bet though that's an expensive bike. I'll bet that's a really expensive bike.
That
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
What the hell did he need that clip for anyway? That was the craziest thing of all. I mean, he's not in a race.
That's like I see all these guys on their bikes just riding by themselves. They've got the entire spandex bike suit on. Like they're in a, come on.
I know.
Are your regular clothes really dragging you down that much?
I know. We used to, this coffee shop, it went out of business in Wellesley. They would be sitting around outside and they, you know, 10 of them would show up on a Saturday or a Sunday morning. And like that, yeah, you're right. That I'll be dressed up in these things. These
they've
fancy,
got the helmet.
And it's got
that
the
goes
it's got
back.
The yeah. It's got the helmets, and they got all these you know, these upscale ads on the outfits are, the tight fitting pants. And they're walking around, and then they're stomping into this coffee shop with those. They got cleats on their shoes. Too.
Stupid Oakley sunglasses.
Yeah. I don't know.
We get it. You ride bikes. Get over yourselves.
Yeah. God, don't get me started on the bicycle lanes. All right.
They don't use.
That's what I mean. They don't use the bicycle lanes, and they insist on them. Really, you insist on, okay, well, do you register your bicycle with the Register of Motor Vehicles? Do you get insurance? Do you pay excise taxes? Do you pay any kind of a fuel tax? But you want equal rights with the rest of us.
Unless they come to a red light, then they get off and walk.
Yeah. How many times going up Mass Ave in Cambridge and you're heading towards the Arlington line, right? These guys nodding here. He knows what I'm talking about. You go up to a light and the bike, you just pass the bike. You had to get around the bike. You go up to the bike. The bike passes you on the red light, and then you have to do it again. You come up to the next light. He passes. He just goes right through the red light again, and you have to go around him. You have to do it like 5 times before you get to Arlington.
Why don't I do that? I'll treat myself as a pedestrian when I drive. When I get to a red light, I'll put the car in neutral, get out, and push through the red light.
And then if you give them the finger, they are really bent out of shape. Like, you mean why do I have to obey the laws? Well, you're taking up one of my lanes. So if you're going to take up one of my lanes, you're going to have to obey the red lights. I'm sorry.
I opened this can of worms.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that. It's one of my pet peeves. One of my many pet peeves. Okay. Go to the Chump Line. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. Chump Line number 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message, and we may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line, if you didn't hear your message, you can always hear the second Chump Line of the day. It's called Chop Chumps. We post it every evening around 7 o'clock Eastern Time. It's all the messages that didn't make the Chump Line just now. You can get Chop Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at rizzoinsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Ira Mayor, can you believe that Joe Biden, first he plagiarizes my brother's speeches, and then Nelson Mandela's imprisonment, and now he rips off how he caused bicycle skills.
Again, I did not come here to be made sport of. Senator Kennedy, named after your father's pimp, Edward Moore. We often hear lately that real estate can literally sell itself right now. This thought has been very true for many properties in this frenzied economy. However, as inflation skyrockets and interest rates rise, the demand for properties may quickly lessen. Before that happens, what can you do as a property owner to be sure you maintain strong competition and interest for your real estate? You can have an auction. For over 45 years and in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment, strong bidding, no contingencies, and cash buyers who aren't waiting for lower interest rates. Auctions don't mean distress. Auctions mean competition. J.J. Manning auctioneers can show you what strong marketing and a competitive forum will do for your real estate. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Rising inflation and interest rates are coming. Don't wait. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarshow.com. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
508 says, I'm one of the cyclists you describe, and I have to admit we have bleep heads. That's a first. That's the first time I've ever heard one of them admit it. I'm not saying you guys are all bleep heads. I'm just saying stop at the red lights. If I have to stop at a red light and you're claiming equal rights include equal responsibilities, right? And that means paying insurance, though, and registering the bike, and an excise tax, for that matter. All right. By the way, Joe Biden today at his little event about the vaccines, he was asked about what's going on with the select committee. Jamie Raskin and Adam Schiff and Adam Kinzinger and those Liz Cheney, those great statesmen.
As they were screaming, remember, just close your eyes and picture what it was. Well, Mother Fletcher said when she saw the insurrection at the Capitol on January the 9th, it broke her heart.
The one on January 6th didn't bother her that much, but the one on January 9th just broke her heart. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com from pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you get a COVID shot for your six-month-old baby?
No, absolutely not.
97% say no.
Wow, it went down a percent. I'm surprised. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hi, how you going? I had two questions. Electric car.
Yes.
I know. What happened if we having a hurricane, a big hurricane, we don't have no power for 2 or 3 weeks?
It's called bleep out of luck. by the way, you live in New Jersey, Mr. Garcia. Do you have to have the guy put the charger in your car just like that? You have to have him fill up the tank with gasoline. What's the law in New Jersey?
I don't know.
I'm going to guess you're going to never know. Just like I would never know either, because I'm never getting an electric car.
Listen, who you believe the most trusting senator, Ted Cruz or Ron Paul? Who you trust the most as a senator?
I trust Ron Paul because he could write me a prescription. Rand Paul. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. 844-500-4242. We're going to take more calls. We have people on the lines that want to talk. We'll take some more calls when we come back. We also want to go over these Brandon cuts. And if you haven't gotten your cheap bastard deal today, the gift certificate is to Scally's Irish Ale House and all their related restaurants, their sister restaurants on the Cape, the Scally's Irish Ale House on West Yarmouth. We have $50 gift certificates for $25. Get them at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Polk County, Florida Sheriff. He apparently, that's where they've been running a child sex predator, you know, sting operation. Apparently, he gave the press conference today on it and was a Disney employee, arrested a guy that was a bus driver. And he said, what would an operation be without a Disney employee? We always have a Disney employee. Now that he mentions it, I can't remember one of those stories I read about.
It seems to be a standing headline. Right. Disney employee caught up in child sexting.
Right. Yeah. Here's another standing headline. Operation, in this case, Formula Fly or Fly Formula, doesn't relieve shortage on supermarket shelves. That's a headline right now about the formula situation. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for having me again. I actually wanted to respond to the lady who called right at the 5 o'clock hour. She talked about the division in this country that President Trump is causing. I have to take exception to that. If you travel around the country, you go to places like New Mexico, Arizona, Montana. I've been to these places several times over the last year and a half. There are caravans of people all over the country. Even now, it's over a year and a half after the election, there are caravans of people. There are Trump signs everywhere in this country. If you are an old-time Bostonian and you get up every morning and you read the Boston Globe, you have no idea what's going on in this country.
Very few people, old-time Bostonians or otherwise, get up in the morning and read the Boston Globe. You know,
that's right.
John Henry is lucky he has a mutual fund operation, and the Red Sox. Even though fewer and fewer people follow them, they still do better than the Boston Globe does, Tim. But I think she was just making the point that people were divided. I don't think she was totally blaming Trump for it. It's just the way things are going. I would say, you know, he is a man more sinned against than sinning, as they said of King Lear. And, you know, I know King Lear was crazy. I don't think Trump is crazy. But I think Trump is more a victim than anything else in the hatred that's filled up America recently. Go ahead.
Listen, Howie, I'll just say this last thing. Okay, so that was over a year and a half ago, the election. Okay, the morning of November 4th, okay, that really happened. I know it's controversial and you're not allowed to really say it in the radio waves on the national radio, but that really happened. It's been proven. It's past tense. He is more popular than people think. There are estimates that he received over 100 million. Sure, you can debate it, but there are pretty good estimates at this point.
I don't know how many he got. I think I'm very skeptical of Biden's quote unquote 81 million votes. He got supposedly 16 million votes more than Obama got. You know,
we have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
You know, when John Harwood says he's clicking on all gears, I think he's clicking on all gears when he says that. I'm not gonna just write that one off to dementia. I think he knew what he was talking about. Thanks for the call, Tim. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to talk about the bicycles. Harvard Square to Arlington.
Yes.
Mass Ave. It's a brutal. It's a gauntlet.
I'm telling you, you have to drive it. You just have people don't know what we're talking about, Kevin. One of the VIPs is nodding his head again here. You got to really drive it. I mean, I'm telling you, you can stop at six lights from Harvard Square down to the Arlington Town Line, and six times the bike can pass you, and then you have to pass it on Mass Ave on these narrow lanes. And then the same thing happens over and over again. I mean, it's crazy. I remember one time, Kevin, the Cambridge police said, we got to do something about this. We're going to start stopping them. And of course there was mostly peaceful protest at Cambridge City Hall on Mass Ave the next Monday for the city council meeting.
Yeah, I heard that. I'm not even driving. I take the bus. I don't drive anymore. a mass ad, but I'd be hitting people on the bike. And I'm talking when the bus is going up, and sometimes I say, hit them, because they cut around. And it's just as brutal. But when going through Harvard Square, you know, crossing the street at the Coop, and you say something to them, hey, knucklehead, and watch out, it's a crosswalk, the light. Best thing you can do, I learned to be politically correct, just say, watch out for the thumbtacks. That gets their attention.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. 844-500-4242. That would be a great referendum question on the municipal ballot in Cambridge. Should police start issuing citations to bicyclists running traffic lights? How about that? As a former Cambridge resident, I would come back and re-register to vote in that election. Les, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Les.
Hi, Howie. We've met a couple of times. I was on your boat ride a few years ago, and I used to teach at Cambridge Ringing Latin. And you wouldn't believe the different things that have happened to Mass Ave going into Arlington. I live in North Cambridge. Now they have a bus lane, so that at rush hour, and actually often other than rush hour, but at rush hour, you only have one lane of cars going down Mass Ave into Arlington. The other lane is for the buses. The buses come about every 15, 20 minutes, and otherwise the bus lane is empty. And then you have the bike lanes. Yeah, so you have three different lanes now, only one lane going down Mass Ave from Porter Square to Arlington is for automobiles. They've also eliminated tens of parking
spaces. Yes, yeah. Parking spaces are gone everywhere. Yeah. I think there's like four parking spaces left on Boylston Street in Boston. The whole street.
Well, you know what the next step is? EVs having their own lane.
You're probably right. You know, Les, you're making me really happy that I sold my place in Cambridge.
Well, you know, I've lived in North Cambridge all my life, and I'm 81, and I've never seen it so bad. They say that they want to make it easier for people on buses to go faster to their destination. They don't care one bit about the automobiles. The city council is woke to the nth degree.
I know. There's no more Sheila Russell or Al Valucci's on the city council, is there?
There is one guy, Paul Toner, who comes from North Cambridge, who tries his best to inform people about the changes that are coming. But Cambridge has gone so woke that you can't believe it. So sometime when you have a chance and you're up this way, drive down Mass Ave on a weekday.
Ugh. Do I have to? I'll take your word for it, Les, how bad it is. I just remember how bad it was the last time I drove down there. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. 781, what is the status of Secretary of State approving the illegal alien license process? It's basically up to the AG. The AG just has to issue the opinion that it's okay to go forward with it. Once she issues the opinion, the Secretary of State will, and I'm pretty sure about that. I'm 100% sure about this. He will issue the petitions. He doesn't want to try to interfere with a citizen's petition. I think, and I'm told, on good authority that she's been told by the Secretary of State's office that, you know, this is not going to be a good look to try to interfere with this. You know, especially when you're on the ballot trying to move up to a higher office. You better just let it go through, give them a shot. It's, you know, if they get the signatures, it goes on the ballot, then it's every, you know, it's an election. It's a free country, you know? What's the problem here? 844-500-4242. Okay, we've got some Brandon cuts here to play. Let's start out with the one that we played earlier, where he mispronounces the word vigilant. Cut six.
And now vaccination is available for nearly every American. And we'll remain vigilant. We will make sure
that this is not only a good day, but it's a good from this point on.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? Cut one.
Wait, is a doctor here? No, I'm sorry. He's the guy that's running the CDC for me these days, basically. And he's up there. He's standing
on
stage because he's ready to perform.
That's Dr. Jha, J-H-A. He's the White House COVID coordinator. Walensky from Chestnut Hill is the one who actually runs the CDC. I just saw her on TV right now. She's been demoted. She didn't know that, I guess. Cut two.
As you could tell, I didn't want to leave the clinic. Those children are wonderful.
Man, he's creepy. He is just really, really makes my skin crawl. He didn't want to leave because of the kids. That's the day after he was creeping up on that little girl on the beach. Oof. Cut three.
Waiting for the vaccine shots or have just gotten their vaccine shots.
Were they getting a vaccine shot or a vaccine shot?
Waiting for the vaccine shots.
Vaccine shots. Cut four.
COVID-19 vaccinations for children over 5 years of age. Finally, some peace of mind. You know, this is, should I say under 5 years? We got them over 5 years, but over 5 months to 6 months to 5 years.
See, this is why people say that he's got an IFB in his ear, and they're correcting him, because you don't take 10 seconds to correct yourself when you make a mistake like that. You do it instantaneously as soon as you realize it. Listen to that again. See, he says over 5 years, and see how long it takes him to correct it to under 5 years.
COVID-19 vaccinations for children over 5 years of age. Finally, some peace of mind. You know, this is, should I say under 5 years? We got them over 5 years, but over 5 months to 6 months to 5 years.
If I were running the show, if I were the chief of staff or KJP or whoever is calling, I would say no more numbers. Okay. No more numbers and no more acronyms. That's just me though. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment. Are you sick of censorship on the internet? Are you tired of the woke agenda popping up everywhere you go online? There is an alternative. It's called Tusk, and it's free. It's the first of its kind free speech browser. Tusk, T-U-S-K, like what elephants have. Get it, elephants. Republicans, Tusk, T-U-S-K. Tusk helps you take back control of your news feed from big tech. Tusk's features include links to your favorite conservative websites like Fox News, The Daily Wire, Dan Bongino, OAN, and Newsmax. When you log on to Tusk, you'll get the real news, not the CNN, MSNBC-style very fake news. Tusk is pre-configured with conservative sites. Those are the first sites you'll see every morning. But if you like or have to check out a liberal site or two, like, say, the New York Times, you can do that too. And I'll say it again, Tusk is free. They won't sell your personal data. They make their money from ads in the newsfeed and sponsored images. Tusk is part of a new ecosystem of apps like Rumble and Truth Social. It's built by conservatives for conservatives. I have Tusk on my phone, tablet, and computer. There is nothing better. Get Tusk now at TuskBrowser.com. That's TuskBrowser.com, and see what a difference free speech can make. If you hate censorship like I do, I know you are going to love Tusk. Check it out at TuskBrowser.com. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. 781 says, why are you doing this to us? What did we do to you, Howie? We buy your books. We buy your T-shirts. Why are you tormenting us with this slurring, drooling dotard? Where else are you going to get this stuff? 508, 50 years from now, our descendants will listen to Brandon Cutts and their opinion of us will not be kind. That's only if we win. If they win, you won't be hearing any of this stuff. History is written by the victors, as they say. It's a true thought. Cut five.
A plan to get your child vaccinated for your children older than 5 years of age, for everyone else. Get your shots, get your boosters.
So he screwed it up again. They corrected him in his IFB, in his ear, and he screwed it up again. So then he's asked about the comments by the CEO of Chevron. You know, I guess he took him to task and said, you know, Biden and Brandon the administration doesn't know what they're talking about. Cut seven.
Question on the Chevron CEO's complaint today. He said that your administration has largely criticized the oil and gas industry and at times vilified it, and that the administration would need to take a change in approach in order to make progress on reducing energy prices and to increase supply. Do you have a reaction to that, sir?
It's mildly sensitive. I didn't know they'd get their feelings hurt that quickly.
Who makes more money from oil and gasoline, do you think? Big Brandon or Big Oil? I'm guessing Big Brandon. And you know, the thing is, Big Oil has to take a chance. They have dry wells. They have to worry about hurricanes. They have to worry about the stupid government regulations by idiots like Biden. Whereas they just rake it off. It's like organized crime. They're just taking a cut.
I don't know. Hunter's a pretty big liability.
Cut 10, please.
But we don't just need more money for vaccines for children eventually. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead. And that's not something the last outfit did very well. That's something we've been doing for fairly well. That's why we need the money.
To fan for the next, like this? I'm fanning for the next epidemic. And the last outfit didn't plan. They left you with a vaccine and you've had three times as many deaths as the last outfit did? Wow.
What about that test shortage back in August and September of last year? Closed down the testing lab.
That's right. He said, he didn't. They never get it right. They shut down the baby formula factory in Michigan, even though it produced 40% of the formula in the country. And they basically shut it down, not even knowing whether there was a problem or not. What could possibly go wrong when you take 40% of the capacity out for anything? If you'd run out of paper clips if you took the capacity for 40% of the paper clips. You'd have a shortage there. You'd have anything. Baby formula, kind of a serious problem, I would say. 844-500-4242. Play the Larry Summers cut. He's asked about Larry Summers, cut nine.
I think you spoke with Larry Summers recently, and he just said that in order to defeat inflation, you would have to accept higher unemployment. What would be your answer to that?
Well, there's other economists who don't think that's the case. And we're in the process of working through all of this.
But Brandon, you said yesterday you talked to Summers. You didn't talk about other economists. You talked about Brandon. You talked about Summers. All right, when we come back, we're going to do Let's Go, Brandon.